Ask Dr. Hal indeed. Well, this is what's done. This is what's happened to his show. This is the remnants. This is the ragged, torn shambles of a remnant of Hal's show.
I blame you.
People, yeah, we've
And what so do the not, listeners at
what,
large.
What lewd and lascivious and barbarous act have we not performed tonight?
Me would none. We not you many.
Would we... We,
I take no blame.
We have stretched our imaginations to provide the most dilettantish of sexual BDSM habitués, hardcore torturers, as well as genital torturers. Oh, no, actually, now I've come under...
You wash your BDMs, I'll wash mine.
Now I've come under... You know, what do you call NSA attention?
Because I use the word torturers. And I'll watch
I don't know about the word torturers.
Torturous.
What if you use that word too much?
What if it's a female? Then it's a torturous.
Like the great band, the Jenna Torturers.
Band.
They were a great, black metal, club metal, dance black metal. The Jenna Torturers.
The Jenna Torturers,
yeah.
I've heard the name.
Very heavy.
Not the music.
And,
industrial?
Yes, basically.
Electronic-y.
Well, but dance music, club music, for the goth, new wave, set.
DNA. How about the,
yes, and also, but
it?
Also Death Guild.
Wait a minute.
Death Guild, it goes over big.
No one's gonna
so, like,
do anything?
Thrill kill cult.
You're all just gonna sit there and do nothing?
I suppose,
so
yes.
I, for one, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
Well, yes. They're all based around, of course,
just let me get out my pigeonhole.
The saddest of the sad.
You really mean that?
I do.
You remember the saddest of the sad.
You really mean that? What do you mean?
What? What did he say?
We meant... What we said
about
we said what we meant, 1941. Folks. We didn't lie to you.
We
had real living, breathing monstrosities.
Right. You mean did we see a monster? Is that what you're asking?
Put the fire out over there.
Across eras,
right on your chair.
Like you'd walk into another room.
Is it on? No,
at first, it was
okay,
the most incredible gift.
No fire.
Now I know the reality.
A red light. There does seem to be a red light.
It's a curse.
On my.
There is, isn't there? There's a fire right there. Isn't
is that
there?
A? It's probably a
sorry,
laser.
Lost track of time.
I think it's a laser, probably that people are trying to. You know, they set up a camp across the street there in the second floor of that building there, and they aim across the street with
the Committee Against Marijuana Production
with their green lasers, which and they try, you know, when. Yeah, and they try to, you know,
I think Alex Jones rents that apartment across the street.
And they try to stop you from doing the show.
Alex Jones rents an apartment directly across the street.
Yes, just like in Sherlock Holmes,
running an info wars against Radio Valencia, and in particular the Alex Doctor.
So my mom was in the hospital.
This is an Alex Wars. Alex
yes, Alex Wars.
Alex Ross.
Today,
what's his name? Alex Jones.
That's what makes the show work.
Alex Jones.
A what?
Alex
Night Rally.
Who was one of the grand marshals of the gay pride parade.
Yeah, you have to log in.
Radio Waves.
Was he really Alex Jones?
Alex Uin, drag king, trans person from Oakland, was one of the. Marshals, grand marshals.
I didn't think it was the. Who was the? Isn't there like an honorary straight person or something? Did they use the honorary straight person or something?
Yeah, they take one person and they degrade them right there on the spot with this machine.
No, they gives like a speech or something. That's what it used to be. Maybe it was the Gavin Newsom days.
You must be the angel that lights the stars.
I'm sure Ed Lee probably did.
I don't know
Joanna
how the way you
address the parade.
But you sure hit me like an atomic bomb. I'll take you in my arms,
you know,
fly off the face. The way I love you, we'll start a super
They're
race.
They're very glamorous.
With your supersonics, we will find a new world.
Really?
You're my
what?
Boy.
Oh, he's not good enough for you.
We'll live and love and have lots of fun. Cause you hit me, baby. like a zombie.
You want some of this? Go get him. He's gonna say that.
I see we have a potty mouth on the chatterbox.
I just saw that too. Oh, so, okay. Wait, Mrs. Peppy now. My mother is on the phone now. Hello, this is Mrs. James Peppy. Well, that would be a different, a very distant relative, I guess. Perhaps an aunt of mine, long known. Poe Pooper says, snorting cocoa. Wow. Now that is just taking us in a different direction. Mrs. Peppy says, supposedly, you really mean that? If she hiccuped in the middle. You really mean that?
Jump right in.
Mrs. Peppy, that's me talking. Mrs. Peppy, talking to my country. It's winning her over. She's getting more and more passionate and patriotic. Pussycat says, American Peppy. Yes, and Poe E. Pooper says, E. P. Poop.
You're on your own there.
Wow.
Sluggo.
And now it's a Pussycat. Gavin Newsom still does the parade. See, at least somebody is listening. And then save some for 15 minutes. And now, but Poet Pooper says, I shit you not. Now, this is Poet Pooper who last we left him or her snorting cocoa.
Snorting cocoa.
What happened with that? What was up with that shit? Bring that to the show. What's up with that shit, man? Oh, that's Donald Duck?
Oh, wait. Okay, pardon. Okay.
Well, let's do the... Okay. Mrs. Peppy says...
Talk about my country.
Okay, we won't do it in. Oh, we already... Well, we... That was it. The names keep getting longer.
It is the spirit of evil.
Wait a minute. We got to Coco Snort. Snoco Court. Smoko Burgess. Oh no, it went out.
What went out, Michael?
To get some cigarettes. My secretary. Whoa! I love this. Gamelin. This is the shit. This is it, my children. You want to hear something really cool? And these guys are going nuts. This is some kind of modern gambling because this is crazy shit. Listen to this. What is this? No, I want this. I need to have this on my iTunes. It's definitely gambling. But it's not old fashioned.
How do you handle the gambling man?
You want some
the
of
man gambling?
Oh, this you like. He takes it if he knows it's from someone else, but if it's from me, no.
Your shit stinks.
Yeah, that's what he says.
But that's good.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
When you have to compost, you compost.
That's right.
And there
it is. Yes. You know, I just... Oh. Okay, right. I remembered finally. Shit. Okay, here's one for you. Can you get within... Let's see.
I can get within.
I
want
to see.
Can you get without?
How close can you get to the number of consecutive games that you know, Cal Ripken played consecutively.
2,126?
No.
How many is it?
2,565.
That's great. Yeah.
He's a monster, isn't he? No, that was good. I mean, you know, you got over 2,000.
Lou Gehrig's was 2,100, wasn't it, man?
Was it?
Lou Gehrig was the former
really?
Record holder. And
seriously?
Formed it. Oh, yeah. Lou Gehrig held the record for most games played in a row.
Iron Man.
Up until that was
right. That's why
they, the Iron Man, exactly.
My sons
now,
go
there
out.
You go. Good memory, Michael. There you go.
They look around.
And also held the record for the
pick
most grand
the
slams
of
the career, too.
And say,
so that was broken by
Mother,
Alex
Rodriguez. Can't be heard. That's
not Ted Williams.
No, Williams didn't. No way. Didn't even get close. So the record was 23. Rodriguez ended up at 24, 25.
25 what again?
Grand Slam.
Grand Slam in a career?
In a career, yeah. It's 23 might be the record. Manny Ramirez had maybe 21. He had a lot.
Wide open like this, and I...
Yeah, Gehrig held a lot of records. Still holds the record for the most RBIs in an American League season.
Well, that's how you get RBIs, is to have all those people on base.
Most RBIs in an American League season, 171. 171 in a 140-some games, 155-game year. That was the year...
RBIs, really?
Yeah, it was the year Ruth hit 60 home runs, 1927.
Amazing.
Murderer's Row, Tony Lizzie.
I'm going to let you know that 91.7
came in. Who were they?
The Murderer's Row.
Right.
Yeah, this
Murderer's
the Yankees, yeah.
Buggy has rubber baby buggy. Hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
I knew someone who had the autograph in person, got the autograph of Duke Snyder.
There was a game that year, Lou Gehrig.
You know him, too.
Lou Gehrig hit 4 home runs in the game, and Tony Lazzari hit for the cycle in the same game. The Yankees scored like 17 runs.
Really?
They were monsters. No, seriously, they just went fucking nuts.
I know. It really wasn't fair.
And their outfield...
Well, that's the big city, you know.
It was weird. They had a pole in the middle of the outfield.
Crush everything.
So the center field went out about 450, 60, 70 feet. There was a pole at about 410 feet. And so shit went on behind the pole. The game, essentially. If the ball went past the pole and around the pole, you had to get around the pole and get the ball.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Ew. That's why it was called, where the Yankees monument thing, it's called Monument Valley, because it was this valley at the end of the fucking baseball field.
That's weird.
Yeah, they had the monuments on the field, actually. Sure, Ted Williams, all that stuff. The one really great year,
though. You have to have a lot of people to knock in, so your whole... You have to be on successful clubs that, you know, put a lot of people on base for you.
Who was their guy that was the MVP in the mid-50s on the Red Sox? It was not Ted Williams. Third baseman. Got the
Dom third. DiMaggio was okay.
No, never won an MVP award.
In the 50s?
Yeah.
I don't know about the 50s. The pre-Yaz years.
Yeah, he was on the team with Ted Williams, and he won. He led the league in RBIs. It was like 55, 56, 57, something like that. Shit. I'm having a blank thing on his name. He played third base that year, and he played first most of his career.
Instead of saying, please begin reading your lines again from the top of the page.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but... You should look it up. It's going to drive us crazy. But it also takes very long. Well, you know.
Training.
You don't feel like a football player.
Very much so.
I don't have a sense memory of that because I was born in 54. So I don't really have a sense memory of 50s baseball heroes, but I certainly was a fan by the time the decade ended. In first grade, I started.
Well, the stuff in 1961 was impacting on the consciousness of pretty much any
everybody,
young
know.
Male American, particularly.
I know, that was exciting.
The race for the homers.
It was like that, and it was
the race finally ended.
It was like John Glenn. Yeah.
You know, younger baseball fans only know the numbers, but that was a thing that was similar to what went on the year with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire.
I know, remember?
Where there was
I
a
know.
Race and that stuff, too.
I loved Mark McGwire for so long. I was such a fan of his, and I was so disappointed.
So the Yankees rookie Aaron Judge is on a pace right now to obliterate McGwire's rookie record for home runs in a season, which is 49. Judge
really?
Judge has 28 or 29 already.
For a rookie.
Yeah, as a rookie. And Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers has 24 or 25 as a rookie, too. So two rookies that right now are just cracking the hell out of the ball. Baseball right now, though, is pretty much home runs, strikeouts, and walks. Check it. Take a look at the totals. They're all out
really?
Of sight right now. Yeah, you look at games, and most used to be if there were 10 strikeouts in a game, that was unusual.
You mean people
baseball.
Aren't hitting? People aren't hitting
they're
anymore?
They're hitting home runs.
They're just hitting the long ball, but they're not
lots
hitting singles, you think? Fewer? Well, that would be an interesting total.
Numbers.
Total singles hit by all players in all leagues for 1 year.
Right now, home runs is up. Right now, strikeouts is up. Right now, walks are up. Just
it's the latest fashion.
Over baseball historically and certainly baseball in the last 20 years.
We need a lot of trees to make it grow.
Interesting.
Yep.
Also, keeps getting slower and slower. Now they've got, you know, video review now in baseball. And we've resisted it and resisted and resisted and we can't do it. They finally gave in. So now we got to stop the game. Everyone's got to wait and see the person in New York will decide whether or not it was a millimeter away from the wall.
You don't like that, huh?
But you can't pay
God, they should just play the game. It's they really nitpick like they do in football because it's so much about money. It's all about the numbers, the statistics.
It's great. That's phenomenal in baseball. Baseball's
you know,
become better than ever because
it.
Of that. Seriously.
Well, because of what?
Because of the ability now to recognize the nuance of the game vis-a-vis the numbers, which reveal detail in the game.
Yeah.
So now...
Well, I'm not against statistics.
Before about 5-7 years ago, pretty much you looked at a field defensively, and the outfielders were moving a little bit. The infielder's a couple of steps here and there, and that's it. Now, there are gigantic shifts going on from pitch to pitch, from batter to batter.
Right.
There are teams that do thousands of shifts in a year.
I know.
160 games. And that has a lot to do with why, yeah, I mean, hit the ball out of the park. They can't shift on that.
Yeah.
It's starting to rain already.
So you think fielders are too good? They're keeping the scores low.
Everything's better.
Yeah. Well, but
there's better fielders, there's better pitchers, there's bigger, faster, stronger pitchers.
But then there's better batters too, then, right?
Yes. Everything's bigger and better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I thought you were.
Yep.
You were kind of sounded like you saying that it's we're in a defensive era, like they're somehow the batters are being kept down by good fielding and defense.
Average is down. Home runs are up. Long balls are up. Power game is up.
The averages are down.
Power game on both sides is up. Pitching is way up. Used to be 10 strikeouts was a big deal in a game for any team. Now, you look, there's like 15 games a day, and there'll be 10 teams that have 10 strikeouts in a game. There was a 9-inning game a few weeks ago. I thought 20-some.
So then pitchers are getting too good for the batters, then. For whatever reason, they're a little bit ahead. They're a little ahead.
Some are a little ahead, and some are way behind.
You know.
Of a language,
you know how it is. It's synergy, synchronicity. I mean, things happen in weird lumps and randomly and all of a sudden. So, pitching duels. You know, pitching duels are fun, too. They're like big management, like billy ball type things. And there's a lot of decisions and stuff like that. Well, that's but it's a certain type of
now.
Game, yeah.
Baseball
it's a certain
games
type of
now,
game.
You see scores that are 2-1, 1-0, 3-1,
yeah.
And then 15-3, 12-3, 11-3, 10-2.
Yeah.
These
it's
are common
blowouts.
Scores now.
Yeah.
Very low scoring games or very high scoring games with low scores on for the opponents. And every once in a while there's a 14-10 game. I mean, once or twice a week there's a game where both teams score over 10 runs a game.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Well, that's good for batters then, and not so good for pitchers. My understanding is the San Francisco Giants pitching is so bad. We go through, like, the whole rotation every day and lose, what, 5 games out of 6 now? Yeah, is there any team? Are we at the dead bottom? Or is there someone worse than the Giants?
It's good for bedwetters.
It should be in shape in about 3 months.
What is?
Wetting the bed.
Maybe for your next album.
It's good for bedwetters.
To wet the bed.
Yep.
You think this will turn gold?
You. In a sense, it relieves them, but I think in the long run, no, because the pain and humiliation will scar them for life. So, no, it does not actually help.
Not if they're not scarred by it.
Why don't we call the album Larry?
Well, if no one catches them. If no one catches them.
What if the person that catches them is encouraging it?
Yeah, would you have
that could be, sure.
It happens.
Well.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a parent or a guardian.
We are the product of our.
A person peeing doesn't necessarily have to be a child. It could be an adult.
Yes.
Just decided to just kind of let it go.
Exactly, yes. I know it. It's
about a kid class. Wash all their troubles away.
I must be a beautiful disco.
But the gold.
To be going to a disco.
The streets are paved with gold.
May I have a question?
Well, anyway. Well, anyway, all this pee and poo stuff, and it's on the chat, too. Someone shat on the chat, and then there's shit there. And, gosh,
what? Oh, my God.
Poop and pee and pee and poop and all this crap.
Right, well, right, they're going nuts.
All this crap.
Yeah, longer, longer.
No shit.
What does that mean? That's a longer thing. Woo! That was the hit to kill all hits. Wow. That hit was a real, that was a grand slam.
All good there, Michael Pepe?
My name is
excuse me, strong frop, eh?
You see, mighty king.
Yeah, caught me.
My name is Ned.
Caught me unawares.
No, I shall touch.
It's packed with nasal lint hair.
Well, that's it then.
See,
that's the secret recipe.
That too has turned to gold.
You know, I still produce nasal lint.
Nasal lint, you do?
Yes.
Wait a minute. You say
I produce Naval Academy lint.
I see those things turn to gold at
whenever
all.
They allow
that's
me.
That's because you don't believe in using
gold. I show up, I run the dryer you can't make in their gold in our play. Facility,
you can't even put on
and there's the lint. And I run away, and I don't clean the lint trap.
Oh, so you're the one. You're the one who I always have to clean the lint trap before I get there. Right.
Costume.
I have a lint trap in my navel, so I need the academy to police my lint in that region. Or
and those damn
either.
And those damn screens are always bent anyway.
I want no lint.
No, I guess lint is not good, but it is a natural byproduct of fabric, I believe.
Lint.
Yeah.
Lint. It's organic.
Parts becomes dust.
It's organic. It's a life form. It has sentient.
Like everything else.
Lint is sentient. J.G. Ballard
lint, lint is
it,
what?
J.G. Ballard wrote about sentient lint, didn't he?
Did he really?
Oh, I don't know, but it seems like he
should have. It sounds like a good idea. He should have if he didn't.
Exactly. Right? Michael,
yeah.
You get it.
Lint that does, yeah, it like thinks, you know.
You haven't looked with your imagination.
Lint that thinks before it acts. And then it's just shameful.
It tries to, yeah.
Shameful lint.
It's like, how do I get out of here? I'm gonna climb out.
Merry-go-round.
No, I don't know.
Take off the top of the kitchen.
I did try to collect them briefly.
I have this dragon.
Collected my limp. I just wanted to see what it was.
I've heard this kind of thing before. Yeah.
Most of it seemed to be T-shirt material.
White apron and napkin on my arm.
That's what I you know.
And I'll put on my coat and hat, pack this suitcase, and be a traveler if you're in.
I'm selling peanuts.
What are you serving for dinner tonight?
Michael, how would you interpret this image on the shirt here?
Plus I have a white apron and a rolling pin.
How would you interpret this image?
Wow, let's see.
It's getting to be like Halloween around here.
What are the components of the image to begin with?
Well, if this is looks to me like...
It does make an actor feel more like the character he's playing when he dresses the part.
And puts on makeup.
All about my monkeys. Get your donkeys a better way.
It looks to me like a lobster or a crayfish. Might be a lobster. In a... and that is a... Oh my goodness, it changed completely right in front of me. That's a hand reaching out. It looks as if they are as if taking the measure of people that are distant or perhaps just simply numbers, letters, the letter I, these four are a sort of a grate that comes between the lobster and the hand. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Something's happening there.
That's what I'm saying. That's the, yeah.
Lobster.
It looks to me like maybe the hand is trying to control the lobster.
Yes.
Or
yes. Lobster theremin. It's lobster theremin.
Very good.
It's a record label.
No way, really?
Yeah, Lobster Theremin. They do some real good stuff. I like them. With a name
except
like that,
they couldn't
have
figure
to
out
good stuff, right?
They couldn't figure out how to draw a theremin, so they just put the hand in there.
It's a lobster theremin. Lobster theremin. I mean, it's simple stuff, Michael.
No, but they didn't draw the theremin.
It's a lobster theremin.
Well,
yes, it's a lobster theremin. Why do you need to draw a theremin when it's a lobster theremin? It is the lobster theremin.
Because it looks just to me like it's just a lobster.
It's a lobster theremin.
Look, what is it that makes
the
you... What is it?
Look, all that stuff there, that's theremin-y stuff
what is
happening
that?
Right in there.
That's what I want to know what that is.
That's theremin. That's evidence of the theremin happening.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. So that's the sound that
the
lobster is making. Yeah. And the, yeah.
Theremin, lobster, yeah. Theremin, yes.
I get it. Good.
I thought you had got it.
Lobster theremin. Yeah,
you thoroughly theremin we have it.
Let's all take an intermission and get something.
Theremin. Theremin Munson. Herman Thurman Munson.
My good friend of mine is a lifelong theremin player and aficionado and a master of that art, actually.
And a Mormon?
As an artist.
No.
Actually, he's a Satanist.
A Satanist.
Yes. And I used to perform with Fluff Girl and many other bands as well, and in various black masses like the... Zandoral of A's. I used to go every year to set the Black Mass at Christmas.
I'm scared. And here you sit.
No, it's way fun.
Now.
It's terrible fun.
All this evil.
It's all.
Now I feel it. It
black metal, black punk rock
evil
bands.
Evil around you, Michael.
And
there's evil. Evil.
In fact, I'm friends with her. She's a great. You know, that's LaVey's daughter.
Xandra, or which one? Xena? Xena.
Yes, right? No.
Each word there's Xena, there's form. Several. Right?
No, there's only two. The one that's carrying on the tradition
and that
is
guy,
the sexy.
Wolf guy.
She's kind of foxy, slightly, but.
That's a bit judgmental, but anyway.
Well, this was back in the day. I mean, I've known her.
So what about.
You know her. what's.
What about the
Xandor LaVey's daughter that does the black Christmas? Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Zena.
Carla. Yes.
Carla.
K-Rod, as always, comes through where all others have failed.
You did some thing with them too, didn't you?
Carla.
A performance thing.
Who, K-Rob? Or Carla?
June was doing stuff with them too.
Oh, yes? Oh, Horchurch. I performed many times in Horchurch. Tallulah's Horchurch. Oh, they had many trannies and
then you bring
all
the
kinds of people
here to the Ask Dr. House show.
I think we had midgets. We had everything. We had, it was a great.
I'm tainted. Association.
It was a part. It was like a carnival more than a poetry reading. It was a poetry reading, carnival, performance art thing.
It was a carnivore
that she did for a couple of years. That was just way, way too much fun.
A lot of good debt's gonna do.
Yep.
And the Sisters of Mercy. I'm sorry. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence used to do it with her sometimes.
Course.
Well, then they went into it full time.
I'm telling you, when
the
she
rest
did
is history.
Her drag king personas, they're great. They're brilliant. She's got a name for the one.
She is. She
name,
is.
The one that wears the denim and has the big greasy mustache and stuff.
Yeah. You know what?
something to be worked out.
Attributes her talent to her mother, who was insane. Literally psychotic. But she's very talented, very creative.
This is silly!
And the Horchurch was fun. That's like late 90s, I think.
So
well, and then they went off, they sent off, it was them versus Chicken John's.
Versus.
Horchurch.
So should I keep you appraised of the drag king contest date?
No.
No, you don't want to go?
I'm not into it. No, not at all.
Oh, gosh.
I don't go out anywhere. It costs money to go out.
Oh, shame.
It's $8, $5 just to hear a band.
They
don't want you to bring your own beer in.
We'll do an Indiegogo for you to go that night.
What?
Send Michael to the Drag King contest.
No. Definitely
Indiegogo. It's up already. I said it. It's in. It's
oh, really?
On.
Oh,
voice activated.
And they already have $1,000.
Yep, Indiegogo is
yes,
voice
always
activated.
That is cool. No.
As soon as you say the name,
no, you know what it should be.
The Internet of Things hears
why?
It.
Why? That doesn't make
logs
sense.
It.
What it should be
and
is
begins to post your whole little scenario.
See you tomorrow.
So the what money is, will
sorry.
Be flowing in soon, Michael.
No,
Puppy.
It's too okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive
what
me.
What it should be is send Michael Beppe to Ozfest. That's what I want. Yeah, but they don't have it anymore, actually, now I think of it. I don't know what happened to that. I think metal is kind of, maybe, is metal waning?
Well, Michael, you had your chance. We could have gone to X Day, but
I just met you at the airport about an hour ago.
Not interested, so that opportunity for this year.
You thought it would be really beautiful. How was it?
Yes.
Perhaps in another year.
Perhaps another year, yes.
No, I would say that bodes well then for this not being the year.
What did it look like from being on the stage?
Oh,
they're not coming
this year. Well, really, yeah. Not till I get there should they really have a full quorum, but no, I can't even say that.
I'm just lost for words, baby.
Really, anyway,
I'm just knocked out with it all. I think if everything was,
you know, I always where do they have it? I don't know what to say when I say X Day. What what's the town? What is the nearest? You know, Doug?
Athens,
no.
Ohio. Wisteria is the town, I think, and then Athens is the nearest big kind of city. Pomeroy. Aha. Well, that's
so
where
Pomeroy is the nearest, but it's really Wisteria. Wisteria is the name of the town.
See, I know nothing.
You're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's just idiotic. Oh, yeah. You'll forgive me if I say so. That's just stupid.
The other
You're
Columbia.
You're crazy.
See, there's a wormhole from Athens, GA to Athens, Ohio.
Is that so?
Yep. And they fly B-52s back and forth.
So there's a, it goes from Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle to James Brown, Otis Redding, and Little Richard.
Gladys Knight.
All from Georgia. Yeah, they're from all from Macon, Georgia. Otis Redding, and no, just those three are from Macon, Georgia, I believe. Otis Redding.
Well, you're making that up.
No, James Brown, mm-hmm. and Little Richard, all born in Macon, M-A-C-O-N. I've never been there. Little Richard, he's the most underrated. I got a bunch of him from the library. Oh, you hey, you don't like rock and roll, that's right.
Got a receptacle of horrors all medicine.
No, I don't. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
From now on.
I just don't like
from
it.
From now
on. I like disco.
You don't.
I like funk.
Disco like sucks. Go-go. I hate disco. Well, funk is great. Rock. Funk is rock. Well, it's the same thing.
No.
Yeah, it
rock
is.
Rock is dead.
They, no.
Long live.
Rock invented funk.
No rock.
There was no, I mean, they go hand in hand.
For those about to rock, we pollute
they're
you.
They're all going to continue to go forward. Jazz, rock.
Yes.
Folk.
Like lemmings towards the cliff edge. They hit.
Classical.
One after
all the form
driving their Darwinian
no, they'll last forever.
To its pointless end. Yes. Goodbye, fool. Genre.
Which is that?
Rock is dead.
Oh no.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you're full of shit.
We come not to praise you, but to bury
you. You're so full of shit.
I am not.
In point of fact, you're trying to erase
right
half a century of musical history.
It hurt, but it's out, and it's not going back.
Well,
no more rock.
I'm sorry you feel that way, my friend.
Is one of
because,
the highest-selling groups in the rock industry.
You must be a really ignorant, stupid person.
Yeah, exactly.
You must be a really kind of a narrow-minded, dumb kind of person that can't really handle creativity beyond the limits of his narrow political super point of view. You're narrow political socioeconomic frame.
Sociopath.
That you, yes, well.
I elected
I
Trump.
Say that.
He's a manifestation of my id.
Yes.
That our receptacle cannot be amplified.
Not yours. He's a manifestation of my id, not your id, Michael.
On the street,
yes.
We're talking about AC
to DC.
On our radios, we have an AC to DC, you know.
This feels like Houston.
Are you heading out, Michael?
No, well, I don't know. Doug,
data receptacle is never awake.
He isn't thinking.
I'm looking for my pipe because... It's up to
put in it. Put that in your pipe and
smoke it.
I'm trying to do it. Ball
is not a mist of what it is.
Alternating current and a direct current.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry you here feel that way about rock and roll. Have you always hated it?
Data
when did you start hating it? Or what about it did you hate? What is it that you
well, doctor, let me see.
Yes, I want to understand this pathology of yours, this
data
weird, historical...
Data receptacle is not giving out its phone number.
It's no big deal.
Data
hey, man, like, it's all good.
Has no vertical hole.
No, it isn't.
No. Crucified. Heathen...
nothing.
Well, they've tried to imply the same, that it doesn't matter what type of sex they have.
Exact.
And this is the type of
sex.
Song that is saturated, or type of
rock
group that is
rolls.
Saturated elementary school.
Okay.
You go into
did
an elementary school today,
to
and you will find
Pussycat.
8 and 9 year olds throughout the school wearing AC/DC T-shirts and hats.
Well, let's see.
Yes.
Yes.
As of moments ago.
And Longer said, "Ja," or "Ya."
Longer.
And I have my pipe. Well, I don't know.
One of the recent albums is called
I'm going to
If
hang
You Want
for a
Blood.
Few more moments.
Let me describe the album cover for
what
you.
What do you do? Are
as
you,
a picture
are
of
you
one
out
of
here?
The singers
he's,
with
he's
a guitar, the neck of the guitar, jammed into his stomach.
That's your ride, Michael Pitt.
Blood is coming out of his stomach,
so, yeah.
Running down his body, and his mouth is open in contortions like he's, like he's painfully
being strangled. Or
hey, you know what?
Stranded.
I'm ready to jump, too. I'll jump with you guys. Can I catch a ride with you also there? Oh.
They're coming to win us. Long the boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door.
What, really, the background? Longer boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. The longer boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door. I don't want no God on my lawn, just a flower I can help along. 'Cause the soul of nobody knows how a flower our flower grows. Along the boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. Along the boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door. But the soul of nobody knows where the parson goes. Where does the parson go? Oh.